No red line for direct talks with the United States. That, in a nutshell, sums up the official mood in Iran in reaction to an offer of direct talks by U.S. Vice President Joe Biden. Even though Iran and the United States are at odds, primarily over Iran's nuclear energy program, it seems there is also a standing offer for talks on the part of the Iranian government, even the parliament.
Press TV came to the Iranian parliament to find out more about Iran's official reaction. Here is what some of the lawmakers had to say in this respect.
Our red line is Israel, because we don't recognize that regime. Then again, as long as the US administration insists on its anti-Iran politics, there will be no direct talks. We don't say this is our red line. What we say is that the U.S. administration hasn't changed its attitudes, and under the circumstances, direct talks will go nowhere.
The U.S. government has realized that Iran has no intention to give up its nuclear rights. This has forced the spin doctors in Washington to come up with the offer of talks. Iran welcomes dialogue, but it has to be within the framework of diplomatic norms.
We have certain rights, conditions, and red lines. The U.S. government has to take these into account. Iran doesn't seek confrontation, but it also doesn't like to enter talks amid Western pressures and threats.
The Iranian lawmakers say, under the right conditions, Tehran is willing to hold talks with Washington. They also say that just like Washington, Tehran's position is not for the exercise either.
People won't allow the government to do what the US wants. Dialogue is a good thing, and Iran is always ready for direct talks. But for this to succeed, the US government has to be serious and sincere.
We reject confrontation and favor dialogue. Anytime there is a new president at the White House, they talk about dialogue, but they should have realized by now that Tehran always favors fair and balanced talks. So they have to ditch their arrogant attitude first.
Speaking this week at Munich Security Conference in Germany, Iran's Foreign Minister Ali Akbar Salehi welcomed the offer of talks with the United States. He also said that for the talks to succeed, Washington has to change its anti-Iran stance. The offer of talks on the part of the US government comes amid a new set of sanctions that is expected to come to the fore soon. Observers believe that Washington's new diplomatic move is designed to get concessions from Tehran in the upcoming talks between Iran and the P5 plus one group of nations, including the United States, Russia, Britain, France, China, and Germany. Aman Nadiri, Press TV, Tehran.